Welcome to Golf Talk Live. This award-winning weekly radio program provides you with all the information you need about private and public golf courses, special features, and interviews with the men and women, both players and executives, who impact golf across the tri-state region and the country. Today's program is, and now, here are your hosts, Alan Depew and Tony Leodora.
Welcome, fans of golf. We are on the first tee of another round of Golf Talk Live. I am Alan Depew. I am joined by Eddie Chiesa. Hello, Eddie.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
I'm very good.
You seem excited again this morning.
I am very excited. I'm looking forward to trying to get to a restaurant tonight. I'm not letting the governor keep me down, man. I'm excited about the day. We have a Saturday ahead of us.
We do have a Saturday ahead of us. And behind me, behind the glass, Walt Cooper keeping us on the air. And on assignment in Florida, Tony Leodora.
Good morning, boys. Good to be talking to you. And an early ho-ho-ho. And I guess Mother Nature provided us with a little background atmosphere for the Christmas season, at least in the Northeast.
Well, let's just say, let's track this year, Tony. Started out great, shut down, went crazy. Now we're shut down again because of Mother Nature. It's been a great year to be a golf operator.
Yes, really. Really. Well, in between, there was such a flurry of activity, though. I think that it certainly rekindled a lot of interest in the game of golf, and we've talked about that so much. And we are going to talk about 2021, not today, but I'm giving a little sneak preview to our listeners as we turn the corner into the new year. If 2020 was the year of golf, when people return to golf in record numbers, 2021 might be, and I think it will be, the year of golf travel, when people return to golf travel as a main vacation. And that's something for us to talk about down the road, but I'm excited as we're starting to put together the pieces for those shows coming up right after the new year. But in the meantime, we've got plenty on our hands this week. And I know that I'm looking forward to the interviews that we have today put together, and that's some of the discussions that we have today.
Yeah, Tony, you're a big 10-day forecast guy. It's 22 degrees and windy right now in Philly. Will we get the 70-degree Christmas Eve again, like a few years ago where people were playing golf on Christmas Eve?
Wasn't that crazy? That was so funny then. That was an amazing change of weather there. No, I don't think so. I think we're in for a little colder stretch right now. And as a matter of fact, as Alan mentioned, I'm in Florida doing some work down here.
All right.
We had winter in Florida this week. We went down to into the 40s two or three nights and had to actually put the heat on last night. So it's been pretty chilly.
Hey, Walt, cut his feed on just on that comment alone.
I hear you. And to rub it in more, it is going to get up to 75 today. So we're back up into the warmer weather. But it is a time of year when any of the days in the Northeast where you can get a bonus day, and it's really a lucky one. And we had so many throughout this fall, so many great, great days to play golf throughout the fall. I mean, even up until last week. And you got to just be thankful for those days, and hopefully you get a few of those days coming back again pretty soon. But Eddie, you touched on it right there. A couple of years ago on Christmas Day, they were out playing golf in the morning. That was pretty amazing.
Was impressive. So, Tony, we do have a lot on tap today. We're going into the putting corner. We're hopping over to New Jersey and talking to Joel Moore, the owner of the Ridge at Backbrook. And, as you've nominated, the interview of the year, the Black Knight himself. Gary Player will be joining us. A rebroadcast of your great interview with him earlier this year.
We're going to have some clips from that, and it's a very special message, to be sure. And well, we'll certainly get to that in a little bit. But how about if we get right into the Pro Golf Report right now, because there's some interesting news on the horizon there too. And of course, as always, it's brought to us by our good friends at Kutztown Auto and their sister store Turnpike Chevrolet in Morgantown, Pennsylvania. The season's best sales event brings back employee pricing on new Buick or GMC vehicles at Kutztown Auto and Chevrolet vehicles at Turnpike Chevrolet. Get this, save up to $10,000 or get 0% financing on most models. Ho, ho, ho from everybody at Kutztown Auto and Turnpike Chevrolet. Save some dough at Kutztown Auto and Turnpike Chevrolet. They are both closer than you think. Check them out at KutztownCars.com and TurnpikeChevy.com. So, Alan, I know an event that you are looking forward to, since you have been fortunate enough to play some father-son golf, the PNC in Orlando.
Without question, it's a I can't believe how anticipating the golf world is for an 11-year-old to hit his first golf shot out in a tournament. Obviously, the PNC, it's reserved only for major champions. That's how you get an invite, and they can bring a family member. Making news, if you've not heard, folks, and I think it's if you follow golf, it's impossible to not have heard. Charlie Woods is teeing it up alongside his father. And as Patrick Harrington was quoted earlier, Tiger, you're not the star this week.
That's pretty good. Probably not. You know, hey, listen, two kids steal the show all the time. W.C. Fields said, I hate to share the stage with children and dogs.
True. And I'll tell you what, Tony, checking him out on the clips that are coming up out of Orlando, this kid's impressive, and I guess that's the biggest question. We touched on it on the podcast show a couple of weeks ago when we had Brendan Elliott on, who is a recognized national award-winning teacher in the PGA. He's clean. His swing looks like a Tiger-esque swing. But my question to you, as a lifelong media guy, is the media putting too much hype on Charlie Woods at age 11? They asked that question to Tiger this week, and his response was, well, when I was 11, we didn't have the level and degree of media that's available today.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise, yes. The media is overblowing everything. You know how many 11-year-olds there are out there with the smoothest, most syrupy swing? They don't have anything restricting them like we do in our swings. They're all supple, and they can take the club all the way back and follow through. And there are thousands of them with that syrupy swing. Now, getting the ball in the hole is a different story. So, for them to jump all over the clips of his swing on the tee there, of course it's overblown. But what else do you expect? I just hope they go out and have a good time this week, as this event is intended to be. You have Justin Thomas playing with his father, those kind of things. For many years, Fuzzy Zeller played with his daughter. So you have a lot of fun built into this format, and I hope they allow the kid to have some fun and don't put the pressure on him. But yes, it's overblown.
Yeah, and one I guess to jump on that is one discouraging comment I saw. You have people, Justin Thomas made a comment earlier, I guess a week or so ago, about how they needle each other back and forth, and Charlie makes comments about putting strokes and so something like that. And there was literally, I saw a quip on social media where it alluded to Justin Thomas striding to the tee like he was going to have going to this confrontational battle with an 11-year-old. And JT actually even responded. I was on Twitter. He's like, he's 11. We're having fun. So keep it in perspective, folks. That's, I guess, the message.
Yeah, that's a good message. Well, I'm sure that's going to draw plenty of attention this week, steal some attention away from the college football playoffs and the NFL. And I know I'm going to be taking a look at it just to see a little bit of it, but I'm going to keep it in perspective, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Airing over on NBC.
And we jump over to the LPGA for a little bit of talk. They had the Women's Open. It took a while for them to finish it this week, a Monday finish in freezing cold Houston, Texas. Who would have ever thought that one, huh?
38 degrees.
That was pretty amazing.
38 degrees in the final round. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, really. So it was quite a finish with Kim birdieing the final three holes to win the championship. However, I don't know that there was a huge amount of interest in that Women's Open. Going back over the years, I would say over the last 20 years, it probably ranked 20th in interest. And December Women's Open just didn't work. It has too much going against it. And then, of course, with all the things they had to go up against there. So that rolls us into the big news that hit yesterday about a change in dates for the ShopRite LPGA Classic, which for years has been not only held at the Seaview Resort just outside of Atlantic City, but held in that late May, early June slot, usually right before the Women's Open. But a press release came out yesterday saying the ShopRite LPGA Classic will be played in the fall of 2021 as part of a shift in next year's LPGA schedule. Tournament will be held September 27th to October 3rd. The reason given by Tim Aronson, the managing partner for the group that runs the ShopRite, quote, given the continued uncertainty regarding the ongoing health crisis, we feel moving to the fall of 2021 presents us with a better opportunity to conduct the event with fewer limitations than what might be possible in May.
Tony,
we're scheduled to return to our traditional date in the calendar year of 2022.
Tony,
that's the best news.
Yeah, I completely agree with him. Don't you?
I agree that moving back to the original date in 2022 is the best things in the interest of the ShopRite. Playing it on September 27th, I see them once again completely buried on the attention board. It's the time of year. You know, the original time kicks off the summer season at the Jersey Shore. And it's, to me, another dark cloud. Really, by May, we're not going to be able to have a golf tournament being played safely outdoors and with fans there. I'm a little surprised.
What I mean by that is I think we're talking the most widely attended non-major championship on the LPGA schedule. And I think their rationale, if I can read into that press release, is we want to make sure the fans are there, so we're going to push it down the road so to a point where we can ensure that the fans are hopefully going to be there.
Okay, the voice of reason once again has stepped in to calm down Mr. Hair on Fire, Leodora here.
But and, all the other points that you make about, hey, it's supposed to kick off the Jersey Shore, I completely agree with that also.
Yeah, I hear you. Right, you make a really good point. I mean, utmost is that they have fans at the ShopRite this year. It didn't even occur to me that by May they would not be able to, but I guess they're being ultra careful and also realizing that the government overreach in New Jersey will step in to shut things down if they possibly can. And this way, it hopefully guarantees that there'll be fans out there. So, again, I bow to the voice of reason on this one.
We'll discuss it in the future. But I'll tell you what we got to do right now, because Walt's given me the sign. We got to step away for a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
You only have one opportunity to sell your golf property. Shouldn't you partner with an expert that offers you 30 plus years of golf industry experience combined with the reach of a global leader in real estate? Colliers International Golf Brokerage and Advisory Services understands your unique business needs. Whether it is brokerage, management, and consulting, be reassured that the market leader in the business of golf is providing you the real answers and practical solutions you deserve. Contact Golf Talk Live co-host and Colliers Golf Advisory Services member Alan DePew today at 717-554-8519. That's 717-554-8519.
And now it's time for our monthly feature, the Putting Corner.
Well, Ling, this calls for the old Billy Barule. This is a biggie. Don't let me down, Billy.
The Putting Corner, where golfers learn that some players drive for show, but the winners putt for dough.
Well, folks, we're back in the Putting Corner, the warm, cozy Putting Corner, hopefully. We've got Dave Hamilton on the line, and Dave, I hope you're staying warm. I know at least the entire eastern part of the country is not right now.
Well, it's cold in Mississippi. I'm inside, so I'm warm right now.
It'll be
tough playing today.
Yeah. Well, we saw a real instance of cold weather golf for the final round of the U.S. Women's Open in, of all places, Houston, Texas. But wow, that was one of the colder rounds I think I've seen for a championship, a major championship in many years.
Yeah, it had to be. I mean, you don't get that kind of weather in July and August, that's for sure.
So. Yeah, it was really something. It was in the 40s and the wind chill. You know, you saw the women playing in ski caps and ski garb, and it was pretty tough. I mentioned to you that I was out for the senior LPGA championship, which was played at French Lick Resort last October, and they had the same thing happen. They first couple rounds were in the 70s, and then all of a sudden it was in the low 40s and 25 to 30 mile an hour winds. Julie Inkster won on that final day, and she said it was one of the coldest days she ever played golf in her entire life. And I just think about the difficulties of playing in conditions like that. But for me, one of the big difficulties is putting, because I just lose feeling in my hands. And you know, to putt in those kind of conditions, well, especially in the Women's Open last week, was pretty difficult. But a couple of your proteges did pretty well.
Yeah, we had some good results. We've been working, talking to Yelami Noah. She's a 19-year-old, and she played in the second, next to last foursome on the final day, and then they canceled that final round, so she had to sleep in that position for two nights. So, and she's 8 or 9 over the last day, but that, you know, for a 19-year-old, she probably never came from California, never played in those conditions anyway. You know, like we talked about, if you say, "Hey, let's go play today," it wouldn't have been any of those girls out there. So,
no,
it's sort of a survival of the toughest. And you know, even somebody like Stacey Lewis, she grew up there. She played that course more than any of the other players and played in that kind of weather, and she was like 7 or 8 over the last day. So, I mean, anybody that didn't have a good round can't, you know, you just had to be mentally tough and be on your game. Or the other thing that, you know, there were difficult greens to putt, and with all that rain, you missed it, and you had to hit a wedge out of mud up near the pin. That, to me, that's the toughest shot there is.
So yeah, I hate that shot,
too. I was impressed with the golf that the girls played. Yeah. It was pretty neat to watch, so.
You know, your homegrown product has had a wonderful year, so we should take a second to talk about Allie McDonald. Of course, a Mississippi State golfer, grew up practicing right on your home course there, Old Waverly, and across the course.
Old Waverly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Allie McDonald Ewing now. She married he's a golf coach down at State now, I think. So.
Yeah.
So that she's made, you know, 500-something thousand, 600,000 this year, and that's pretty neat for a little country girl. She grew up working with Vijay Trolley all these years and Tim Yelverton. So she had the fourth best score on Sunday. She had a rough Saturday, I mean on Monday, but the last round she was in the 60s. We're all proud of her. She had a good finish there and made a little money and had a good had a good week.
And, of course, you're talking about Vijay Trolio, the co-inventor of the putting arc, along with you, and Tim Yelverton, the director of instruction there at Old Waverly. So those two guys, great teachers, BJ, one of the top 100s in the country, have worked with Allie since she was pretty darn young, and it certainly has paid off.
She's had a putting arc or every new model since they first came out, starting with a wooden one, and used them and play as a good putter.
Yeah.
You know, to shoot 3-under, 2-under on that final day, you got to be pretty well on your game on everything. So,
yeah. I want to say that I have a little story to tell you. I got a call from my niece this week, and she wanted to get her husband a new putter for Christmas. And I said, oh, geez, I said, a putter is the most personal club in a bag. To get a putter for someone without them, you know, saying they want particular model or whatever, I said, it's pretty tough to do. She had asked me, what putter should I get him? I said, I can't give you that answer. But I can give you the one answer, and that is, for a Christmas present, anybody can get a putting arc. I think you'd agree with that.
Yeah, it was designed originally to be used at home. You don't have to carry it around with you. The pros would travel with them and use them in their hotel rooms. And, you know, it's something you can do every day. We encourage people to use it 5-10 minutes every day. And, you know, during the winter when you can't get out and play every day, you can be a better putter, and you can do it at home. You don't have to go to the golf course. So it's a nice part right now. You know, we're working Monday. I think we can ship it out Monday. And if anybody needs it, it's a good Christmas present. We got all kind of range of prices, and we should be able to get it to them, you know, somebody by the end of the week. So,
well, you said the magic word. Use it indoors, because within the sound of our voice this week, everybody has snow on the ground, so they're not going out at all. Best way to find out more about the putting arc or to get one for a Christmas holiday gift, Dave?
The website, theputtingarc.com. The whole toll-free number is 800-898-0701. There'll be somebody here pretty well all day Monday, and we can still get them out Monday. So.
All right, the website again, theputtingarc.com. Dave Hamilton, once again in the putting corner, giving us some of the inside looks at the world of golf and putting success. Thanks, Dave, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Okay, bye-bye.
Eddie, once again, it's amazing to listen to Dave talk about putting, right?
Yeah, they say in the Christmas story, they wove a tapestry of profanities. Dave woves a tapestry of putting greatness.
Very, very eloquent.
Thank you.
Folks, Tony, Dave, thank you for that. We're going to take a step away word from our sponsors. When we come back, Joel Moore, the owner of the Rigidback Brook, talks about a little award that he has been given by the National Golf Course Owners Association, and well-deserved. You're listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
Join Golf Talk Live as they take the show on the road to Ireland. 6 rounds of golf, 6 nights in Dublin, Portmarnock, Royal Dublin, Balltray Links, the K Club, the European Club, and Portmarnock Links. Go to Ireland with Golf Talk Live from September 25th to October 4th, 2021. Email Alan at golftalklive.net. That's A-L-L-E-N at golftalklive.net for more details.
In this rapidly changing real estate world, it is imperative you have the expert advice of a global leader. With over 15,000 offices worldwide, Colliers International offers you the solution to maximizing your property value. Relieve the stress of finding that perfect space, sourcing new tenants, or managing your assets. Colliers is a full-service real estate firm dedicated to providing solutions to your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling, accelerate success with Colliers International. Connect with a partner in your area today at colliers.com.
Did you pick up my ball? I should say not.
There you go.
Did you pick up the gentleman's ball?
Oh, I did not.
Back to Golf Talk Live.
And we are back with a longtime friend of the show and an award recipient that we certainly need to acknowledge because he was so instrumental for our listeners in New Jersey. Joel Moore, the Rigidback Brook, pleasure to have you once again on Golf Talk Live.
Thanks, Alan. Glad to be here.
So the National Golf Course Owners Association acknowledged or recognized your efforts by giving you this year the Paul Porter Award, given to that individual who has left an enduring mark on a chapter through the highest level of commitment, service, leadership. And my friend, I know that is the case because we talked to you a number of times in the spring amid the chaos of regulations with COVID. This is probably means a lot to you, I would think.
Well, sure, Alan. I mean, it's nice to be acknowledged, but more importantly, because I don't really follow the awards at the end of a given year that closely. More importantly, I think the efforts that I put in and numerous other people put in once the governor closed golf courses last spring to get the golf courses reopened sooner rather than later, and we were successful in getting them reopened again on May 2nd. And I think that's what this is all about, getting the New Jersey businesses open for business again, New Jersey golf courses, excuse me, open for business again, and taking what could have been a really, really terrible situation. And for the most part, a lot of the clubs and golf courses, both public and private, put their heads together and actually had a semi-successful year, which is great news considering what it could have been when the governor shut everything down.
Well, without question, and we were talking off air, obviously I operate a golf course in New Jersey. Your work was instrumental in us having a great year for our, not only for us as operators, but for the golfers. And I think the key to remember is that golf is a naturally socially distanced sport. And that's what you stress to those government regulatory officers, I guess you were speaking with.
I took a little bit different approach once I thought the governor's office wasn't responding in a positive manner. And I not only communicated with the governor and his staff via letters, emails, and phone calls, I thought that was not really hitting home. So I started a program where I actually contacted every New Jersey senator, assemblyman, and assemblywoman, knowing that all of them have golf courses in their districts and that they would be receptive to trying to get their constituents open for business. And I think that really helped. That was instrumental in getting, I think, a lot of the senators and assembly people actually continue to directly contact the governor's staff. And I think that had a big impact. And then I was fortunate, I guess fortunate's the right word, I was asked to be on CBS News Television and then Fox and Friends Television. And then a couple hours after I finished with Fox and Friends on television, the governor announced that courses could be reopened in 72 hours, and he allowed the courses to reopen on May 2nd. So I think a potential terrible situation from an economic standpoint really turned into, as best as it could be, where a lot of golf courses saw such an increase in how their golf course was utilized and the rounds that were played. And then most golf courses used their creativeness and figured out how to do some food and beverage operation under continued restrictions. So I think a terrible situation became, for a lot of the New Jersey golf courses, became a positive situation.
Without question, and again, a personal note, a thank you as a golf operator for your education and advocacy with the governor's office in that regard. Without question, it had a positive impact. Obviously, we're operating. We were talking before coming on air that we don't want to go down the rabbit hole of negativity. Obviously, we're looking at maybe some spikes, continued spikes in COVID here. But where do you see things playing out for golf? If you had to look in the crystal ball, so to speak, for 2021, how do you see it playing out?
Well, that's obviously the million-dollar question that we all have as we are all planning our 2021 budgets and calendars and schedules, etc. It goes without saying the plus that's around the corner is the availability of the vaccine. I think between New Jersey residents, and I'm sure it's the same in Pennsylvania and New York and the other surrounding states, especially focused on the golf industry, I don't think there's anyone that thinks golf should be closed or have really, really hard restrictions placed on them just because of the nature of the activity. You're outdoors. You can, if they continue to preach 6 foot social distancing, you know, that's absolutely not an issue with being outdoors and playing around the golf, either by yourself or with your friends. So saying all that, I tend to be not a total optimist that from the standpoint that the vaccine will be made available sooner rather than later. I'm tending to think there's a pipeline, and they are obviously they're prioritizing the various groups of who will get the vaccine first. And I'm hoping that by late spring, very early summer, that the vaccine will be available to most individuals, most age categories, et cetera, excluding the younger generation.
Sure.
And I think that's what I think a lot of people and a lot of businesses are hoping for and are thinking that's going to turn everything around and start getting us back to a little more normalcy. From our perspective and our planning, you know, the Ridge is closed for the first 3 months of the year, so we gear up again in the beginning of April. We're planning a little more on the conservative side so that it'll be somewhat similar to the way we ended 2020, with the hope and the plan that there won't be restrictions on golfing, and I don't think there'll be any new restrictions placed on golf cart use or any of that. I think the real hope for our industry is getting the food and beverage operations somewhat back to normal, getting the if there's still going to be a small restriction. I hope it won't be 25% of capacity. I'm assuming by April, I'm hoping it'll be closer to 50% capacity and then work its way up as the spring and summer seasons go on. If we can get to between 50 and 75% of capacity, I think that will help a lot of clubs significantly. And then by fall, you know, I'm hoping we're back to normal. I hope it's somewhat back to normal and everyone's can go from there.
I completely agree with you. I think that it will be probably a staged process, and
correct.
Let's hope that that comes true as we look to turn the corner into 2021. Joel, as always, want to thank you for joining us. Want to definitely commend you and congratulate you on the Paul Porter Award. Much deserving for the people here in New Jersey, the golfers, golf course owners. And thank you for being on Golf Talk Live once again.
Well, Alan, thanks for having me. I'd like to just say one additional thing. I'd like to thank both you and Tony. I mean, you're a great source of information to golfers in the New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York area. I think a lot of people look forward to hearing both of you and your programs each week. And I also think they look upon the two of you as a big source of information that pertains to the golf industry. And I think you're playing a very huge and fantastic role for everyone.
I appreciate that. We're going to take a step away for a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Golf Talk Live, number one golf radio show in America.
You only have one opportunity to sell your golf property. Shouldn't you partner with an expert that offers you 30-plus years of golf industry experience combined with the reach of a global leader in real estate? Colliers International Golf Brokerage and Advisory Services understands your unique business needs. Whether it is brokerage, management, and consulting, be reassured that the market leader in the business of golf is providing you the real answers and practical solutions you deserve. Contact Golf Talk Live co-host and Colliers Golf Advisory Services member Alan DePue today at 717-554-8519. That's 717-554-8519.
Hi, I'm Lexi Thompson on Golf Talk Live Network.
Well, thank you, Lexi Thompson. I'm sure you're still thawing out from that Women's Open this week. We are back. We are back with Alan DePue and Eddie Piazza, both of whom were witness to an interview that we did earlier this year that we're bringing back in clips because we're calling it the Interview of the Year. Not only was it poignant, but it was timely. It aired on March 14th, the day that the professional golf world stood still. That was the day in the midst of the Players' Championship that tournament was halted due to the pandemic.
and other things went into place that week, one of which was while I was in Florida doing some work, we got a call about an award that was being given to the one and only Gary Player. Had a long association with Gary Player, going all the way back to the days when he built the Ace Club right outside of Philadelphia, and through a historic visit with him in South Africa after Nelson Mandela was elected. So at that point, I thought it was important to congratulate Gary on this latest honor. He certainly had a multitude of them over the years, but this one was a little different. It came from the American government. The Medal of Honor, which goes to Americans who have done great things, not only in their sport, but in service to citizens in America. And Gary Player received it because of his great attitude and his great stances that he has taken socially and politically over the years. So this interview took place from a golf course in Florida because I was working. Gary was available at a certain time. So I actually set up to do the interview in the office of the head pro with some of the action going on in the pro shop behind there. There were three people behind the counter, and they were working. And as this interview started, one by one, they started to come to the door of the office so they can listen closer. And by the end, they actually had four or five members there that they told to keep quiet and listen in. And when we finished, the head pro turned to me and said, "That might have been the most amazing interview I ever heard in my life." It was Gary commenting on this Medal of Honor that he received from President Trump at that time. And I know, Eddie, you were overwhelmed by it at the time, and you commented at the time that it was really something to hear his comments. And, Alan, you got to hear them too. So we're going to start back with a little bit right now, including this very first clip, where Player talks about the essence of America.
When I think of the United States of America, it's such an incredible country, and I just wish more people would realize this. They don't know how lucky they are to live here. They should wake up every morning and kiss the ground and be blessed that they live here.
Well, there it was, Mr. Positive. Alan, isn't that a great way? That we should replay that every morning as we start out on our daily work.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. From there, Gary went on to talk about the essence of freedom, an element that some people in South Africa did not have for a long time under apartheid. And he was very vocal about trying to reverse that. So let's hear what Gary Player had to say about freedom.
When you talk about freedom, particularly in the students in the university campuses today, they're really being almost brainwashed about socialism. They have no idea. They have no idea about socialism. I've seen all these countries that started practicing socialism and what actually happened to them. And so I just hope they'll do some study on this subject because it's very important.
Yeah, the most traveled guy in all of the world, of course, has been to so many countries that have embraced socialism. And Gary Player doesn't mince his words about it. He believes that capitalism and freedom are the hallmarks of our existence.
He stole the words right out of my mouth. This is a guy that's traveled the entire world. He's seen the best and the worst of civilization. And he calls it like he sees it. And I applaud Gary for that.
And finally, Gary Player, as I've known him for so many years, is so engaged with people and engaged in the proper way to treat one another and make our existence on
not just on the golf course, but on the face of the earth, a much better existence. And he talked about the issues of love versus hate in this final clip, and it is really dramatic.
We call him our great father, Nelson Mandela. I spent a lot of time with him, and we raised almost $20 million for young black children. And he was a very special man, went to jail for doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. And he had no revenge, no hatred. He was an incredible man. Every time I was with him, I had a tear in my eye. I just couldn't believe that a man could be so full of love. Yeah. And this is so important. When I look at America, I've been coming here for 60-odd years or more. And I see the inner fighting. It's just so sad for me. You know, we can all agree to disagree. We don't have to agree on things, but we've got to have respect for other people's opinions and not hatred.
Powerful message, Tony, especially this time of the year, this season.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Folks, if you want to hear that entire interview, you can certainly go back through the archives. Go to golftalklive.net. Scroll back to the March 14th show. It's in the fourth segment of the show, and you can hear the entire interview. But you've got the essence of it right there, and I couldn't think of a better message at this time of year. And Gary Player spent a number of months in the Skipack area during the pandemic. He came up there. His wife was ill. He was staying with his daughter in Skipack, and he used that time to play a lot of golf in the area, especially at Bluebell Country Club. They sort of made him an honorary member at that time, and it was great to see Gary in the area, and I think he bestowed some of his special, not only wisdom, but his energy on a lot of people, and they know what we're talking about here. So that is my nomination for Interview of the Year. Next week's show, Alan, well, we're going to blow it out of the water with not only the interviews of the year, but the interviews of all time on Golf Talk Live going back almost 14 years. And folks, all I can say is this is going to be the most special of special shows next week. Would you agree, Al?
We have been pouring through the archives, and there are some really great messages, some funny stories, and it's definitely a show to tune into.
Yes, folks, don't miss it. For some of the highlights, we'll be talking to Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, John Daly, Paul Azinger, some of those, along with Chip Beck, and Eddie is going to give us some of his products that he's featured over that time. We'll talk about that a little bit, too. So it'll be a very special show next week, and Alan will be doing it from the studio again.
We will indeed, and Tony, as we get ready to put the flagstick in here on number 18, enjoy that sunshine down there.
I'll do my very best. We're going to be shooting another episode of Traveling Golfer later this week, so hopefully that sunshine stays with us. And all I can say to everyone is try to get through the snow and prepare for a great Christmas season.
Well, good day, sir, and
good golf.
Good golf.
Sponsored by Norris Sales Company, the one-stop shop for all of your contractors' equipment rentals, sales tools, and safety supplies for your project. Visit them at norrissales.com. And in part by Black Cat Cigar Company, world famous and available at Germantown Pike in East Narton. And by Kutztown Auto, Eastern Pennsylvania's Cadillac, Buick, and GMC dealer. Mainland Golf Club and Bella Vista Golf Club, Montgomery County's complete golf experience. By Destination Montco Golf, promoting the game in Pennsylvania's golf capital. The Sheraton Atlantic City, the perfect hotel for business or fun. By Ravensclaw Golf Club, Montgomery County's top-ranked daily fee course, hosting the business leaders of the golf world for the 30th International Network of Golf Spring Conference. And by Westover Country Club, 50 years and still your golf and event leader.